All right, Trad, before we get into your outlook and philosophy, exactly what happened? Clinically, what happened?
Interesting clinically what happened. I'm sorry to mention it. Let me tell you what happened. Tread Barda, heart, perfect. Blood count, perfect. Liver, perfect. Did an angiogram, perfect. No spinal destruction, meaning that I am not damaged in any way. I did not have a physical event where I was hurt. I have what is called a very, very rare spinal heart attack. It is called a infarction. And I'm going to have the hospital issue it. They very, very rarely, about 97.8% of the time, realize why it happens. But like a stroke, I do have a condition that I've always had very thick blood my entire life. I mean, you want to get blood out of me, you got to stick me four or five times. And basically what I had, it was a blood clot in the spine. And the spine basically is fed down the spine, the blood vessels around the spine. There's different avenues. But I had something that came and visited me. It is unexplainable, unsolvable, is very rare. And by the way, it could happen to anybody listening to this interview at any second. Just like getting hit by a car, you know, going to get a bagel. In the meantime, that is what happened to me. And I'm not so sure that I, you know, in some ways I wish I'd fallen off my horse, got crushed and trampled. I could understand that the activity of what I was doing is high risk. My entire life is high risk. As I recover, I'm going to live my life high risk. I just believe that, you know, you grab life by the throat, you squeeze every single ounce of energy out, you do the best you can, but that's what I had. Technically, that's what it's called. And you can see it online. There's papers written on it. In my, I have decided for 100% transparency because I have a philosophy which I'm following. But that's what I had. I just have some advice to all hunters, though. All of us know what a sore muscle feels like. All of us know that when you're in high altitude, your blood thickens. All of us know that you're supposed to drink water, 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 and especially if you don't live in Colorado, Utah, Montana, when you're hunting, because your blood thickens. You need to oxygenate. But when you wake up in the morning and you have a tingling in your foot or a tingling in your leg or a gimpness, maybe, Pat, you could describe better, if I haven't done it, the difference between sore, strained, and gimp. Gimp is gimp. Gimp is nothing. And if you see that, the first thing they tell me is you've got to drink a lot of water, get to a lower altitude, and get to a doctor. Now, I never had a chance to do any of that because I don't even, I don't, you know, this just happened one morning while I was sleeping. But that's what I have, a spinal, suffered a spinal heart attack called an infarction.
Have the doctors given you any prognosis, any chances?
Doctors and PT people say that there is a good chance that I might walk someday. They say there's a good chance I might crawl someday. They say that there's a good chance that I'll be in a wheelchair, which I am now, and will get nothing back. They say that there's a good chance that the areas of operation will open up, and the legs will start to fire in time. But the honest answer is that they do not know.
They don't
what know. They do know is that I'm very lucky not to have had a total limiting event of the spine, and that's what happens when you're a paraplegic. I've had a limited one. I've got good upper body strength. I feel good. I'm not damaged. I don't have head injuries. I mean, in many ways, I'm blessed. For me, what I seek is only to be the best that I can be for what God has reshuffled the cards for. So I'm very, to say that I'm very happy where I am, I think it would be a push, But I, if I could get one leg back, a half leg back, I can't tell you what it feels like when you got no legs. I would say that 50% is a little bit robust, but I hope I have between a 30, 40, and 50% chance of increasing what I have by 50%. And if I can do that, I'm a happy camper. The honest answer is, though, I was at the hospital. One of the amazing events is there was I need to get his name for the site. There was a bow hunter in California who had an event that was totally paraplegic on a spinal infarction. And in that infarction of the spine, sometimes they have, and I'm going to get in trouble here because I'm going to not use the proper term, but it's called a fistula. And a fistula means that inside the spine or just outside the spinal cord or near the spinal cord, there's a leakage of blood or fluid that is not stopped. So I did an angiogram to see if they could find the fistula, and they actually glue it. They actually go in there with glue and glue it. And this California bow hunter was a full 100% paraplegic, and 9 days later walked out of the doctor's office. And that doctor is a very celebrated doctor in California, and as a result of that, we did this angiogram. But in my case, there was no hope.